If Milwaukee were not reeling after a weekend of violence and a young man's death, a peaceful Sunday afternoon soccer game on the South Side would have seemed perfectly normal. WUWM's Susan Benz popped down to the Kinnickinnick Sports Center, where a group pushed for more recreational opportunities for Milwaukee kids. Planners think the change could help make violent weekends rare.
Dozens of families gravitate to the shade to watch small kids to teens go at it on the soccer pitch. The atmosphere smells of homemade delicacies and the sounds of handcarts peddling icy treats and of laughter. Volunteer leader Gabriela Diegas came with a mission. In the wake of the weekend tragedy on the city's north side, she wants the community to spend more money creating recreational spaces for kids citywide. Diegas says it's time for everyone to come up with solutions.
I have worked 11 years as a counselor in the south side of Milwaukee, and I have noticed that most of the emotional ailments that I see in my clinic are connected with what's happening in the neighborhood and the ailments of our city, which are things that can be fixed if we work together.
Alejandro Garcia and his wife are quietly watching their youngest child play soccer. Garcia says he tries to point the high school senior in the right direction.
Keep your kids involved in sports, keep an eye on them all the time, and as a parent you have to teach them respect, get them involved in something that is going to be useful for them in the future, and that's my point of view.
Yet Garcia says sports alone can't save our children or our community. He's lived almost his entire life 10 blocks from this sports field and now feels at risk sitting on his front porch.
I want to feel safe that nothing is going to happen. I don't feel that way. No, I don't. It's not safe. It's so terrible, but it's the truth.
Garcia says he prays more people take steps, even small ones, to be part of Milwaukee's solution. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.